Hey everybody, and welcome to the Lost Levels podcast. This is podcast number 97, right? Yes, it is. Today we have our usual annual quiz show. This is the 85th annual quiz show, and it's going to be a complete Mario quiz. So I hope you are ready to take the challenge with the other Lost Levels, because it's going to be a really juicy, fantastic quiz. First off, I am your juicy host, Spider Staryu. Yes, hi, hello, juiciness, and all around, of course. Today, here are our contestants. We have Dark Boo.
Yes, I'm gonna lose.
Well, you don't know that for sure yet, Dark Boo. We have Super Zambazy.
I'm going to win.
And then we have your favorite fat, fabulous fungus, Toadette.
I'm indifferent to either winning or losing.
Alright, so, unlike normally, we're just gonna jump right into the quiz. Alright, so we all know how it goes, right? Alright, so let me explain it to you guys who are watching, just in case you don't know how it goes. Alright, this is how it goes for the Lost Levels. Of course, I'm gonna say a question, right? Ask you guys a question. And then they're gonna contact me privately on Skype. And then once the time limit's up, because there's a time limit, like 12 seconds, They will all send it in within 12 seconds, and then we'll see who got it right, who got it wrong, and the first person to send it in gets extra points. Well, actually, yeah, just an extra point. If you're the first to send it in, you get it right, 4 points. If you just send it in and get it right, 3 points. If you send it in and get it wrong, 0 points. And if you don't send in, you lose 1 point. So, guys, make sure you keep track of the scores, all right? Because we got to make sure that this is all right? And, of course, you guys watch, and you can join in as well, you know, just, like, answer the questions within the time limit and stuff, and just see how you do, all right? And tell us how you do in the comments, wherever this is, on YouTube, on MPL, whatever. All right, so let's get started right away. Let me get this timer set up. Are you guys ready? You guys pumped?
Yeah.
I hope so.
I'm really excited for Dark Boo's answers.
Dark Boo, it's time for you to prove SC wrong. Can you do it?
No.
All right, here we go. This is a really easy question for the first one, all right? First question. You guys got 12 seconds to answer, all right? All right? Okay. Who was the original damsel in the Mario series? Send in now. Who sent in first?
I got it.
All right, okay. It's going to stop now because it's only 5 seconds. You guys all send it in. All right, so Dark Boo sent in first. So
I got it wrong.
Let's see Dark Boo's answer. The correct answer was Pauline.
Exactly. So
let's see what you guys said. Boo said Daisy. Wrong. That's completely wrong. Even Peach came before Daisy. SC said Pauline. That's correct. So since SC was the second one to send it in first, you get 4 points. Keep track of that. And Toadette said Paul Jean.
I was typing fast.
All right, that still counts. All right, so you get 3 points, Toadette. All right, SC gets 4 points, Toadette gets 3 points, Boo gets 0 points. Sorry, Boo, I hope that didn't sound rude.
Next question.
All right, okay. You'll do better. I know you will. All right. This one is going to be from Mario Brothers, all right? You know the Mario Brothers from arcades and stuff? That Mario Brothers, not Super Mario Brothers, so don't get confused. What were the crab enemies called on the original Mario Brothers? Send in now. You got 10 seconds. Toadette, send in first. SC. Boo, come on. Time's up. Okay, you sent it in within then. Okay, good. Good job. All right. So, Toadette sent it in first. The correct answer was sidesteppers. So, let's see what you guys said. Sidewalkers.
Ah, so close. I knew it was side something.
That's close, but not close enough.
Still wrong, yeah.
SC said crabby.
I don't know.
That's wrong as well. Sorry. Boo said crabs. Boo, I said the crab enemy. They're not called crabs.
Oh, my God. All I remember is that the turtles were called shell creepers.
So that's 0 for everyone. So same scores for everyone. So it's still 0 Boo, 3 Toadette, 4 SC. SC is currently in the lead.
As usual.
Woo. All right, the next question. All right, this is not counting Mario Kart 8, so nobody say Mario Kart 8. What was the last game for Toadette to appear in? You got 10 seconds. Send it in now.
Oh.
Who sent it in first? SC sent it in next. Where's Toadette? Time's up. Okay, what's it? You just sent it in now.
No, I sent it in like a minute ago.
Oh, well, it just appeared now.
Damn computer lag.
All right. Post-it mark, are we? That's wrong. Boo, oh my god. SC said sluggers. That's correct. You get 4 points, SC. All right, keep
you know what? I think he got it in first
because
he said sluggers. I went ahead and said the full name because I love Toadette that much. I respect her grave by saying the full name.
Ooh, Toadette said super sluggers, and that is correct. You get 3 points, Toadette. Boo, you get no points.
Oh my god.
All right. Okay. So who's keeping track of that? Somebody keep track of that.
I'm typing my own score into a calculator. I got six.
All right. Okay. Next question. Ooh, this is about Mario Party 3. Ooh, this is an easy one. So you should be able to get this. What year was Mario Party 3 released for the Nintendo 64 and the U.S.? Send it in now. You got 10 seconds. Toadette, send it in first. SC, send it in next. Ooh. Oh. All right. Okay, so everyone sent it in. You guys are doing this so quickly. I'm like, oh my god. All right. So Toadette said 1999. Oh, that's when Mario Party 1 was released, Toadette.
I never played any Mario Party before 6, so I literally just sent answers so I wouldn't get the no answer penalty.
The correct answer was 2001.
Oh shoot.
That was 2001.
So I see you got it right. Wait. Yeah, you sent it in before Boo. Boo said 1996. Boo, it was 64. Boo, you're purposely losing. I feel like you're purposely doing this.
No, I didn't know. I thought it was...
The Nintendo 64 was released in 1996.
Oh, crap. I didn't know that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Boo. Come on. You can do better than that. You had zero still. Only SC gets 4.
It's up there. SC, this goes somewhere. Go in the corner.
Alright, next question. This is Paper Mario Sticker Star. In Paper Mario Sticker Star, which partner from a previous game was mentioned? Send it in now. Toadette, send it in first.
I don't know.
Alright, you guys all send it in. The correct answer was Goombella.
Oh, Jesus! Yes!
I guess right, yes.
Toadette, you get 4 points because you guessed first and you guessed right. SC said Goombella, that was right, so you get 3 points. Boo said Goombella, what the heck? Boo, you got it right. Good job.
Yes! I'm so happy. I'm so happy!
Oh, my God. Alright, next question. This is question number 6, just in case you don't know. This is about Waluigi.
Waluigi.
What game did Waluigi first appear in? Send it in now. SC, you cheated. You sent it in before I was done speaking.
I already knew the question. That was really obvious.
Alright, okay, everyone sent it in. SC said Mario Tennis 64. That is correct. That is the correct answer. 4 points. Toadette said Mario Tennis, or I think she meant like a wah, and that.
Mario Tennis 60 wah.
Wah.
I can't do these first without making one typo, so expect a lot of typos.
Boo! You said Mario Golf. I don't even think Waluigi was in Mario Golf.
Oh god.
I know he was in the next golf.
I don't know if he was in 64 golf.
No, I think 64 golf was before tennis. I don't know.
I don't pay attention to golf. I hate golf. Alright, so SC sent in first, so 4 points for SC, 3 points for Toadette, and 0 points for Boo. Come on, Boo, you can do better than that.
Hey, at least you got one question right. Better than nothing.
I guess.
The one he should have gotten wrong though. What the heck? You never played Sticker Star?
No, I took a guess.
I never played Sticker Star either. I just assumed Goombella because that was the partner I knew everybody, like... That was kind of like... She was like kind of like the stationary partner. Like, you know, like the one that everybody knew the most.
Yes. All right. Okay, this is a question I know you guys are going to get wrong. All right, I'm going to give you 20 seconds, all right? I know probably some of you are going to be freaking going on Mario Wiki and try to do it in time. Don't do that. That's cheating. All right. What does flood mean? Flood. What does it stand for? Send it in now. Ooh, no one's sending it in yet. Ooh, 5 seconds in. Ooh. I hear you guys typing. Don't cheat. Don't cheat. I hear some of you like going on the Mario Wikis and stuff. 5 seconds left. Toadette sent it in.
No, I didn't send it in. I'm thinking.
Okay. Time stop now. Oh, okay. Toadette did not answer. So, Toadette, you get a penalty.
Yeah. Sorry. I never played Sunshine.
Who sent it in next? Flash, Liquider.
Liquidizer!
Liquidizer. UDD. No, Boo, that's not the correct answer. Yeah. SC said fire losing utility doomsday.
No.
No, that's not right.
I have no.
The correct answer was Flash Liquidizer Ultra Dowsing Device.
See, I got 2 out of 5, though. They got 0 out of 5.
Yeah, I never played Sunshine, so I will gladly take the lost point because I don't know.
Alright, 0 for Boo and SC, and Twitter gets -1. Boo, did you edit that?
Oh, yeah.
Alright. This is an easier one. Alright, for you guys playing Super Mario 3D World, I know you should know this, so don't be screwing up. You got 10 seconds. How many Sprixy princesses are there? Go. Tell that you send it in first. Boo, we're waiting for you. Okay, Boo, send it in.
Oh, no. It's one less.
Alright. Okay. Toadette said 7. That is correct. There is 7 princesses.
Yeah, I couldn't remember if there were 6 or 7.
Toadette, what's your score?
I sent it in first. Okay, right now, with this new, it's 16.
Oh, okay. 16.
It would be 17, but I got the point penalty from the last question.
Oh, okay. Alright, SC sent it in correctly, said 7. That's correct. Oh, God, Boo, I'm scared to see what you said. You said 7! You got it right! You get 3. Good job.
I'm happy.
So you're getting there, Boo. You're getting there. You're getting there.
You can do it!
I'm happy.
Okay. Oh, whoops, wait. Okay, sorry. I'm on a computer and my laptop at the same time, right? This is kind of confusing. Alright. Alright, okay. Now, I'm not talking about the Super Bell. There are 2 bells in Super Mario 3D World. I'm talking about the other one. What does the Lucky Bell do? You got 15 seconds. I send the Lucky Bell, not the Super Bell. Boo. Oh, okay. You sent it in literally milliseconds before I was about to say stop. Alright, okay, Toadette, you sent it in first. You said turns you into a gold statue that drops coins as well as regular cat powers. That is correct. 4 points.
I like that power up, so I know a lot about it. Gold Toad.
Essie said gold character plus coins.
I mean statue. What?
Okay, I guess that still counts. I mean, I think the cap thing is obvious, alright? So you get 3 points. I'll allow it. Boo, you said I don't know. That's not the correct answer, Boo. That you get one minus point. You get a penalty. I don't know is not an answer. Boo. Oh my god. Okay. Dang. Okay. So let's do a quick check of the score.
No! SC
currently has 25. Toadette has 20, and Dark Boo has 5. Boo, I thought you'd do so much better at this. Come on, pick it up.
Hey, you know, if me and Boo add our scores together, then we'll be tied with SC.
Yeah, 2 versus 1, please.
All right. Next. Okay, that was someone's phone, okay.
Sorry.
Next question. What game does Nabbit first appear in? Send it in now. You guys better scramble for this. Toadette, send it in. Time's up. Alright, let's see what you guys said. Toadette said, New Super Mario Bros. U. That is correct. You get 4 points.
Oh, I was on the right track then, but I chose something totally wrong.
4. I meant 4. I don't know why I put 5. Sorry. 4.
Alright, 5 points. I'll take it. No, just kidding.
Okay, SC got... said New Super Mario Bros. U, that's correct as well. I don't think SC got one wrong.
I don't even want to hear my answer.
No, he got the flood question wrong.
You said Wario Land? Nap, it's not even in Wario Land. Wario...
That's really old.
Nap, it's new. You know,
I thought
what
you said, you guessed something totally wrong. I thought you were going to say, like, New Super Luigi U. That's like, that's not even close.
Nap, it came way after Wario Land, boo. No, you get zero. I don't know why I put three. You get zero. Todek gets four. SC gets three. Boo gets zero. Next question. Oh my god, there's still so many questions. There's so many possibilities to turn this around.
Which question is this?
This next one is question number 11.
Damn, this is already?
This is a true or false. True or false. Yoshi was in Super Mario 3D World. Send it in.
Oh, no. It was an accident.
So how did you get three? Okay, you sent it in. All right. SC said TF.
Because I had my finger over T, and then you said it. I'm like, oh, that's false.
Oh, SC, you freaking cheater. You're the only reason you're beating me is because you're using shortcuts. I'm typing out the whole thing.
You could do shortcuts too, Toadette. The correct answer was false. Yoshi, I don't even think he was in Super Mario 3D World at all.
No, he wasn't. We had Plessy, which was kind of like close to Yoshi, but it was more like the mana rays from Galaxy.
Yeah, so...
I won't take any points for that. I'm sorry.
You got it right, though. What are you talking about?
I put T, whatever.
I said SC. False.
Toadette said false, so she gets 4 points. Boo said false. Boo, you knew the answer?
Yes, I did. This time.
Yeah, right. You guessed.
Oh, no,
this time.
I knew because they had that other girl that started, I don't know, and they started a PO1. I just know it as it. Just
Dory?
No, I'm talking about the girl who with the telescope.
Wait, Plessy's a girl?
I don't know. Dang.
I don't even know if it's a girl or a boy. Alright. Okay. Next question. This is on Paper Mario. All right, this should be an easy one. All right, okay. I feel like I should explain this because I feel like people are going to... Okay, no, actually, never mind. I'm not going to explain it. I'm just going to see what you guys say. All right. Which Paper Mario had the most partners? Partners. Send it in. Boo sent it in first. All right, okay. That's it. Boo is the only one to get it right.
Was it Super Paper Mario?
It was Paper Mario 64.
Yeah,
Super
really?
Paper Mario does. Yeah, because Super Paper Mario, they didn't really have partners; they were pixels. I said
but
partners.
They still I think they still count as partners.
I wasn't gonna count that.
I was gonna say I said Thousand Year Door, but I was gonna think it might have been Super Paper Mario because I knew they had like a crap ton of pixels. I don't know. I never played any of the Paper Mario, so.
Well, as partners though, I count them as like actual like partners because partners actually have a personality and everything. When the pixels, they didn't really do anything. We're just like assistants. That were not really partners to me. They're just, like, little freaking abilities. All right, so, Boo, you get 4 points. Good job.
Yay!
SC, you get zero. Toadette, you get zero.
What did SC say?
SC said Thousand Year Door. Thousand Year Door
had 7.
How many
does each game have?
Paper Mario 64 had 8. Thousand Year Door had 7. If you do want to count Super Paper Mario, which I didn't, they have, like, 13 or, like, 12, if you count Tippy.
Yay.
Sticker Star had 1. Technically.
That's not even a partner.
It's not, yeah.
Alright, okay. You're counting these scores, Boo?
Yes!
Currently, Toadette and SC are tied. 28-28. Ooh. Who's gonna win this?
I don't know.
I was gonna expect, like, me. Okay. Alright. Okay, ooh, this is one I know you guys are gonna get wrong. Yes! How many Mario Parties has it been since Boo was playable? Send it in now. You got 12
Between
seconds.
Between his last appearance and Island Tour?
Yes. Yes.
I'm just guessing here.
SC, you didn't put it in the right place. You didn't send it in. Alright, that's it. Time's up. Toadette said 4. No, actually, the correct answer was 2.
2.
Boo was not only in 2, Mario Party DS and Mario Party 9. From Mario Party 8.
Oh, that's right. He was in Mario Party 8. That's right. I think I might be confusing him for Koopa Kid.
How about Puss?
Boo, you said 7? It's not even... How?
Can you repeat the question, please?
I said, how many Mario Parties has it been since Boo was playable? So the last Mario Party Boo was playable in, how many has it been, how many has he not been playable in so far? There was 2. You said 7. Please name the 7 Mario Parties, Boo.
Wait, you said...
I think he might have gotten confused saying, well, I think he might have thought you said which Mario Party did he first appear in, which isn't right either, because didn't Boo appear in 5?
That's what yes. I thought! That's...
Oh my god.
You said, already. Can you repeat the question so I answer?
Oh my god.
How many Mario Parties has it been since Boo was playable? He meant, like, how many Mario Parties has it been since he was last playable until Island Tour?
Oh, then it's only 2.
Oh, Boo, you got it wrong on your own ghost question. This is a sin.
It's because you said since. I used the wrong meaning of sense.
No one got it wrong. No one got it right. 0 for everyone.
What did SC say?
SC didn't even put it in the thing. He said in the group chat. He said 3.
Oh. Which isn't right anyways.
Next time, SC, you send it to me personally, not in the group chat.
Next time, okay? It's personal.
Okay. Yes. Alright. Man... We're only at question 13? Jeez, we're going through this fast. All right, let's continue. This is a question I know you guys are going to need at least 25 seconds, okay? Mm-hmm. Name all the Koopalings. Go.
Oh.
Come on, Boo, I expect you to get all of this right.
Oh, I'm going to get it wrong. How much time we have left?
You got 15 seconds.
14. 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, okay.
Time's up. SE didn't send it in time. So you get a -1. Toadette. Oh, wait, Toadette. Yeah, you sent it in first already. You said Iggy, Lemmy, Wendy, Larry, Ludwig, and Morton and Roy. Okay, let me see. The correct answer was Larry, Morton, Iggy, Wendy, Roy, Lemmy, and Ludwig. How do you say that? Ludwig or
Ludwig.
What?
Ludwig.
Oh.
Like Ludwig von Beethoven?
Oh, Ludwig. Okay. So actually, you got it right, so you get 4 points. SC, you didn't send it in a time. I'm sorry.
It's a good thing you didn't pull that stupid shit on me. Like, some people... pardon my French. I'm sorry. That stupid crap with me. Because some people say that Bowser Jr. counts as a Koopaling. It's like, no, he doesn't, because he's Bowser's son.
Exactly. Boo said Larry, Morton, Wendy, Iggy, Roy, Lemmy. You spelled Lemmy wrong, but that's okay. And Ludwig. And you got it right!
Yay!
So you get 3. Boo, did you look this up?
No, it took me forever to realize that we have Roy.
Oh, okay.
I know my Koopalings. I play Super Mario. Play the game.
Super Mario Bros. 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because I never really played a lot of that game. I played through the whole game before, but since I didn't really, like, you know, experience the game fully to me, like, on an NES or, like, on a big screen, I never really cared for the Koopalings or anything like that.
I only know them because I played an NSB Wii and NSB 2.
Yeah, the Koopalings are in, like, frickin' three new Super Mario Bros.
2.
Ugh.
No, 3, wait. Yeah, 3. They're in U, too, that's right. And 4, if you count Luigi U as a separate one.
Yeah. Okay. This is the next question. Now, this is a trick question, alright? So don't get tricked. Which Mario Kart game did Thundercloud first appear in? It may not be what you think it is. Send it in.
As a what? As an item?
As an item. As what else would it appear as?
Well, you're like, trick question.
All right,
like,
time's okay. Up. Boo, you did not send it in.
Crap! No!
I see you said Mario Kart Wii. That's wrong.
I was going to...
Actually, it first appeared in Mario Kart Arcade GP.
Oh my god, it didn't happen on dead time!
Oh my god. So then you got it right. Did you mean Mario Kart Arcade 1?
Yeah, GP? Arcade 1.
Alright, so you got it right.
Oh, I didn't have enough time to put that
in. I know
it
was one of the arcades, but there's like three of them, fuck.
Yeah, because Mario Kart Arcade, I count that as a Mario Kart game. And Thundercloud first appeared in that game, where, like, it would, like, you get it, and then, you know, the same thing like Mario Kart Wii, but then a lot of people in Mario Kart, a lot of people who played Mario Kart Wii did not like that power-up. So,
no.
I don't even know if you would consider that a power-up. It's like a curse.
It's more like, yeah, who the hell calls that a power-up? It's yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's
yeah,
like
a curse. It's a curse.
It's like, well, I guess it could be a power-up if you bring it to someone else, but it's more like a double-edged sword.
Yeah, so SC, 0 points. Boo, -1. You didn't send it in time. And Toadette, you get 4 points. Boo, you keeping track?
Yes.
All right, good job, baby. Currently, the score currently consists of Toadette with 36 points, SC at 27, and Boo with 14. SC, pick it up. You gotta pick it up. You're falling behind.
I think I've gotten all these wrong.
All right.
Since the last checkup.
Okay. Here is the next question. Okay. This should be something easy for the people who play Mario Party 3.
No!
Yes! How many items are in Mario Party 3? And this counts the item bag. So you count the item bag as one. You got 12 seconds. Go. What? No! Boo, no! Oh, no! Boo! You were one away from the correct answer.
Oh, that's messed up.
The correct answer was 20.
Oh, that's messed up.
Oh, my God. I was not even close.
Because the item bags, there was two item bags, but it's the same thing. I said you count the item bag. So there's 20.
Oh, and we SC count the item bag as ones?
Yeah, one.
Oh, crap. I count it as the Toad and maybe Bowser. Oh, crap.
So you get it right, so you get 4
points.
How the hell did you get it right?
I was not even close. I said 8.
Toadette said 8. That's not even close.
Hey, don't blame me. I never played Mario Party 3.
Well, it's a good Mario Party, but I know you're not going to play because it doesn't have Toad or Toadette.
No Toads. No Toads. Nobody to play with.
Alright, so, Boo, did you count that? SC got it right.
Yes. I don't know how he got it right.
I feel like, SC, you're currently on Mario Wiki. Like, you're just waiting. You're like a Mario Wiki, like, about to look up the answers. Are you doing that, SC?
I'm definitely not. Did you see when I sent that in? I sent it in as soon as you said it, so.
Okay, all right. I'll believe you on that. All right, so here is the next question. This is question number 17. This is a very easy one, all right? So you guys know about Europe and stuff, all right? What is Mario Striker's charge called in Europe? You got 10 seconds. Send it in now.
Oh.
Boo, wrong one! You're supposed to send it privately!
I'm lost.
Put it, send it in. That's it. Time's up. Boo, what were you gonna say, Boo? What was the correct answer?
Can you just say the correct answer, please?
I wanna hear what you were gonna say. No, what were you gonna say?
No.
Say it.
Mm-mm.
Say it.
No.
Then you could just say that, oh, I was gonna say that. Say it.
I don't think I got it right. I think I missed a word.
Can you say
the correct answer was Mario Striker's charged football.
Oh, I would have minus football. I'm about to say charge, but not, I wasn't going to say football.
Oh, no. But, I missed two words.
Toadette, that's not the right answer.
I knew they call it like football right because they call they don't have soccer. They call it football. But yeah.
All right. So 0 points for Toadette and SC, and Boo, you lose 1 point.
All right.
Boo, you only have 13 points. Or is this after the minus one?
It's after the minus one.
Alright. Okay. Here we go. Go. Alright. Oh, okay, this is an easy one. What is the first Mario game to have Wi-Fi? You got 10 seconds. Send it in now.
What's up, buddy?
That's a lie. That's not the answer.
Alright, okay, SC sent it in first.
Can I say the answer?
What do you think the answer was? No, Boo! Mario Kart Wii's not the right answer!
I know, is it, bro?
No, it's Mario Kart DS in 2005!
Who actually played Wi-Fi on the DS?
I did. Oh my god, Boo. I can't do it. I see you got it right. You got 4 points. You send it in first and you got it right. Toadette said Mario Kart DS. That's right. You get 3 points. So SC gets 4, Toadette gets 3, and Boo gets 0. The current score is... Oh, Boo, did you update the scores yet? All right. Toadette has 39, SC has 35, and Boo has 13. That's an unlucky number, Boo. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's the next one. This is an easy one, too. Which is the first... Wait, no. Whoops, I'm about to read the one we just read. Which Mario game allows you to wear a gold block to get coins? Send it in now. You got 10 seconds. Toadette sent it in. SC sent it in. Boo, come on. Boo, come on.
No! That's not the game!
Alright, Toadette sent it in first. She said, New Super Mario Bros. 2. That's the correct answer.
3D World lets you do it, too.
Yeah.
But I think I only in, like, one level. I've only found in one level. That was the first level in World 2.
Yeah, I don't know which levels it's in, because it's, like, really hard to find.
I know it's in the first level of World 2. It's, like, somewhere in, like, that little, like, sand waterfall thing. But that's the only place where I found it.
Yeah. So, Toadette gets it right. She gets 4 points. As you said, Mario 3D Land. That is wrong, SC. 0 points.
I thought it was in that game.
It's in 3D World, but not 3D Land.
Boo, which new Super Mario Bros. Did you meant?
I didn't have a number for it, so I got it wrong.
Alright, okay. I thought you meant New Super Mario Bros. 2, but you didn't write it in time. Alright, so 0 points for you, too. So only Toadette gets it right. 4 points for Toadette. Damn, Toadette really knows her Mario stuff.
I know a lot about recent Marios.
Alright, okay. Now it was back to retro. Sorry, Toadette.
No.
Alright. Okay, you better be ready, guys. This is so easy, Boo. This is something you should get right away. Alright, if you get this wrong, I'm gonna be mad. You get this right. Alright. What's the longest course on Mario Kart 64? This is obvious. 10 seconds, go. Boo sent it in first. SC sent it in. Okay, it's what it sent in. Okay. The correct answer was Rainbow Road. Boo said, Rainbow Road, good job, 4 points. SC said, Rainbow Road, good job, 3 points. Toadette said, Rainbow Road, that's right, 3 points.
Rainbow Road's, like, always long, so.
I should have said the second longest, then you guys would not have gotten that.
Who knows that?
Yoshi Valley.
I know. No, it's actually Wario Stadium, I think.
Well, depends on...
Is it Wario Stadium a circle?
It's like a giant, like, stadium, like, stage with, like, loops everywhere. It's like so much loops. Let me see. The second longest is, yeah, it's Wario Stadium. It has 1,591 miles, or whatever M is, millimeters.
Whoa.
I don't know, but what is that?
Miles.
Yeah, miles. All right.
Is it miles, M-I?
1,000 miles?
Wait, meters. Ooh,
oh,
Jesus.
Meters. Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, miles is MI.
Yeah, Toad's Turnpike is actually 1,036 meters, so that's a pretty big
I hope that one comes back in Mario Kart 8. It's long overdue for a remake.
I know, I love Toad's Turnpike.
It'll be especially great since we got both our Toadies back.
Oh, yes. Alright, wait, where's the answers? Okay, here we go. Alright. Okay, this is something I know! Toadette, SC, you gotta get this right, or else this is something you gotta get right.
Well, damn.
Well, Boo, I'm sorry.
Well, now I feel pressured.
This is from Super Mario 3D World.
Oh boy.
Okay. All right. You know the Plessy levels, right? What's the music that plays on Plessy levels on Super Mario 3D World? What is the music from? Send it in. SC, send it in. Oh my god. All right. Time's up. Oh, you guys all sent it in. Okay. SC sent in first, he said slide 64. What's slide 64, SC?
The slide music for Mario 64.
Okay, 4 points. Alright, good job. Toadette said remix of the Super Mario 64 slide. Alright, that's right. 3 points. Boo said Super Mario 64. That kind of still counts. Yeah, I'll count
give
that.
Give him two.
Get two. I'm giving him three. Come on. Boo's in last. Let's show a little grace to Boo.
Yeah.
All right. So here's the next question. We're almost done. I really hope we don't get into a tie, because if we go into a tie, this is going to be, like, really weird. Okay. Okay, I don't even know if I worded this right, so I really apologize if this is not right, but I think people would know this. Which Mario game? Okay, wait, hold on. Let me rephrase this, guys. This is, like, worded really badly. All right, okay, you know how every Mario game has artwork, right? Artwork?
Yeah.
Which Mario game has Toadette's dress colored wrong? You got 10 seconds. Send it in. Toadette sent it in first, of course. SC sent it in. Boo sent it in. All right. Toadette said double dash. And that is correct.
And Falzenyador. Both of them have her vest is pink and her dress is orange, which is incorrect.
Yes.
Well, so it could be correct, because those are like the first games she appeared in. But later on, they changed it to now her standard pink dress with white stripe and red vest, which I think looks a lot cuter on her.
SC said Mario Party 6.
No, Mario Party 6 was like the first game to show her right dress.
I don't know. Shouldn't Double Dash be her right one, since that's technically the one she first started?
Yeah,
she
said Double Dash.
Well, I know technically.
Well, hey,
Mario's
shirt and overalls used to be blue and red instead of red and blue. When they changed that,
Boo said Mario Double Dash, and he got it right. 3 points.
Yes.
So 4 points for Toadette, 3 points for Boo.
I know my Toadette. Don't doubt me.
Oh, next time we're going to have a complete Toadette quiz and see
if woohoo! Right. No, I'll host it, because that'll just be unfair for me.
Okay. We have 3 more questions.
Oh, I lost.
All right. Should I? Okay, no, that's actually not fair. Okay, never mind. All right, here we go. You got 20 seconds for this, because this might be hard. Name all the colors Toad comes in. Toadette doesn't count as one. Go. I hear Toadette like, I gotta set it in.
How much time we got left?
Only main
toads.
I got 10
seconds.
Like only like main toads and like other toads.
Yes.
Like toads or Toadette, Toadbird. Don't they
just
don't
main
count?
Toads? Just main toads.
Okay.
I don't know. I give up.
Time's up. Toadette said blue, red, green, yellow, purple. The correct answer was red, blue, yellow, purple, green.
There's an order.
No, there's no order. I just wanted to do it to like. No, never mind. You got it right, Toadette.
Easy way to remember this is by the Toad Brigade. More like
SC
the Toad Brigade.
Toad said red. Toad? I call SC Toad. Whoops. Toad said. No. Toad's not in this. Sorry, Toad. SC said red, blue, green, perp, yellow. That's correct.
Oh, my favorite Toad's always been the perp Toad.
I love the
perpetrator Toad. He was arrested for public nudity.
Boo said green, orange. Orange? What? Green, orange, blue, yellow, pink. There's two of those colors. I'm not on the list, Boo.
Well, pink, I can understand, because the purple Toad, he's like a really, really light purple. So in like Sluggers and Mario Galaxy, he looks pink. But he's officially known as purple Toad. He's like lavender Toad. But purple, he decided that purple Toad sounded more manly.
And there's no orange, Boo.
Yeah, there's no orange Toad at all.
So Toadette gets 4. SC gets 3. Boo gets 0. The current list of scores are Toadette with 57, SC with 45, and Boo with 23. Oh my god, I think it's pretty much clear who won this.
Yeah.
I know my Toads, man.
There's a lot of Toad questions here.
There was only 3. There was tons of other questions, alright? Okay. This one I know you guys are going to get wrong. Because you're going to get confused. What is Princess Peach commonly referred to as? What's her name? What is her name?
Nickname?
Send it in. You got 15 seconds. It's not Peach. If you guys comment and say Peach, I'm going to be pissed. It's not Peach. I didn't say nickname. Boo, send it in.
I don't know.
Okay, all right, okay. Essie sends it in first, ironically. Essie said Princess Toadstool. That is correct.
Oh, Princess Toadstool. Obvious. Oh, crap.
I said a common thing she's referred to as. I swear, if someone said Peach, I would be like, what? Princess Toadstool, Toadette said, that's right.
I know, I know, like, a lot of people...
Who said Pauline?
That sounds like a bedroom problem. Like, not even Mario, close. Like, Mario's finally getting down the princess. He's like, oh, Pauline! And Peach is like, what?
Pauline isn't Peach!
They're different characters.
Oh my god, why should you give me, like, 3 minuses just for that? That is sinful. 0 points, Boo. I'm mad. I'm disappointed. Wow. Here's the last question. This is the easiest question. I made it super easy for the last question just so everyone would get it right. Who's Princess Daisy the princess of? What kingdom? Send it in now.
I think I spelled it wrong and I put a caps right.
Who
in the
sent
middle.
It in first? What the hell?
I spelled it wrong.
Alright, okay, how do you pronounce it? Toda, how do you pronounce it?
Sarasaland.
Oh, okay, Sarasaland, okay. Who said Sarasaland, and even if you spell it wrong, that it is the right place. So you got it right. So 4 points for Boo. Essie said Sarasaland, that is correct, 3. Toadette said Sarasaland, 3. Alright, that's it for our quiz. Man, it's 40 minutes, jeez. A long freaking quiz. So let's add up the final score. Boo, you got the scores ready?
Yeah, I just need SZ and Toadette to validate them.
Private chat me it. I'll tell you if it's correct.
Oh, I have it up there.
Oh. Yeah, that's correct.
So we're just going to quickly measure up the scores.
That's correct. I've been counting on my phone. That's correct.
SC, is that correct for you too? 52?
Probably. I stopped counting like 6 questions ago.
You're sinner.
Because Dark Boo is doing so well.
Yeah, right. Boo got... Okay, this is how it goes. The winner is Toadette. She got 63 points.
I would
so
have
good
64
job, Toadette.
If I didn't fuck up on that flood question.
So Toadette is the winner of the 85th annual quiz show. Let's all clap.
Did she win the last one?
She didn't win the last one.
I don't think I was even there for the last one.
Yeah, that was a Nintendo one. I think SC won the last one.
Oh, hey, you know what? This just made me think of Toadette's Mario Party 8 quote.
What?
Toadette's the winner!
I can't do that.
You gotta find a clip of that, add that there.
Yes.
Along with some celebration music.
We'll have to add that into the podcast. In second place is Super Zambazi with 52 points. Good job, SC. You did your best. And in last place is Dark Boo with 27 points.
It was obvious that I was going to get last place. It always happens.
I feel so bad for Boo. He always gets last place. I feel like Boo should host the next one, maybe.
Yes.
I don't know, though. I don't like competing, because then I'll lose.
You can't mess up like Dark Boo. You can't. Goodness. Nobody can top me.
It's the first time for everything, okay?
Nobody can top my errors.
Thank you guys so much for watching. And, yeah, that's the end of the quiz show. So, yes, let's move on to whatever else this podcast holds. And, once again, congratulations, Toadette.
Woohoo!
So, SJ, you ready to do news? Is there any news?
Yeah. Yes, there is. I will quickly go over the news. Lots of Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze news from actually last Saturday. This was right after we recorded the last podcast. Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze, it's coming out February 21st, 2014 in North America. So we kind of already knew that, but now we have the exact date. They also confirmed that Cranky Kong is the fourth character, and we talked about that a little bit last podcast. And it's true. So, awesome. Do you guys like that? Do you like the footage that you saw? Is that a interesting character? Interesting move, I guess?
No.
It looks broken.
I don't care about Donkey Kong, so I've never you know, looked at it.
It looked very
broken. I'm kind of disappointed to see Cranky Kong be a playable character, just because Cranky Kong, to me, is not that interesting.
Well, they said he was, like, the original Donkey Kong from, like, the first game, so that's kind of, that kind of gives a little bit of backstory to him. And by first game, I mean, like Donkey Kong. Not like the country games, like the actual, like, Donkey Kong.
If it's the same Donkey Kong, then, man, Cranky lost a lot of freaking weight.
Oh, yeah, he got old. He got, you know, old people get all, you know, shriveled and bony and short.
I wonder if Wrinkly Kong's gonna be in that game. I miss Wrinkly Kong. She's like, she's Cranky Kong's wife.
No, the ghost monkey?
Yeah. And then in Donkey Kong 64, that ghost is like, woo! That gives you tips.
Yep.
Oh my god. Well, I gotta edit that part out of the podcast. Nah, leave it in.
So yeah, just some, a little bit more on Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze. They also revealed, this is in a different, separate news story, the world names were revealed. I will read them off because they sound really cool. World 1, Lost Mangroves. I don't know if I said that right. But
World 2,
Mangroves? How do you say that?
Type it down.
Let's see what this is all about.
Lost Mangroves.
Mangroves? Mangroves?
Lost Mangroves! I lost my mangoes!
Wait!
Oh my god, first it was Pango and Mango, now it's Mangroves and oh my god, I see. Sinner.
Groove! Right, that's Groves? Mangroves?
That isn't, how is it equal Grooves? There's no double O!
Whatever,
oh my
I
god.
Just, that's how I read it.
Oh
anyway,
my god.
World 2 oh, is Jesus Autumn Heights. Oh, jeez, come on. Okay, World 2, Autumn Heights. World 3, Bright Savannah. World 4, Sea Breeze Cove. World 5, this is for Staryu, Juicy Jungle.
Ooh.
And World 6, DK Island. So, there you have it. And they're just little small details like 67... Not 67, 627 levels per island. They have the same Kong setup where you collect all the Kongs in the level, you get the bonus level.
That
would have
been scary if the first thing you said was right. 67 levels per world.
Juicy jungles. That sounds juicy.
Yes, so that's it for Donkey Kong. And there's just a few more other news stories. This article from some Japanese magazine is apparently saying that Rosalina will be somehow involved in Mario Kart Arcade GPDX. Why should we care? We should care because that's actually coming to North America sometime by the end of this year. So anytime.
Where? Like,
now,
where would you
any
play
day
it?
Now. In any arcade.
Who goes to
they
arcade,
have like a,
though, anymore?
Well... People do, but...
No one does. No. Let's clock the T on this, all right? No one goes to arcades anymore, so I feel like they're kind of wasting their time making these arcade games, right? Maybe in Japan they do that, but in America, arcades are dead, all right? You cannot say that there's tons of people at arcades and stuff, okay? If there are, like... If they have arcades, they're like, the cheap, like, ones that are, like, oh, you do this. You, like, shoot something, and then you win, like, a bunch of tickets or whatever the hell. That's the only arcade, or whatever the hell that is, that exists, all right? There's no such thing as no damn arcade place where, like, oh, yeah, you want to play arcade or play games like that? No one even does that anymore, because there's freaking home consoles and stuff. So that's just me clocking a T on that, just saying.
Yeah, I'm not saying there are tons, but they still exist. They are still here, you know. Enough that some people still go. So, I mean, they have a list online. You can go. You can actually see what arcades they have in that arcade, so you'll be able to know where you can play Mario Kart Arcade GPDX when it comes out. And then for Super Smash Brothers, like every single week, they post 5 images Monday through Friday. Revealing little things here and there. And I'm just going to quickly say what we found out this week. There's a new weapon, Steel Diver, like gun, projectile weapon. There's some kind of New Leaf stage for the 3DS. It's like on the dock, I think. Yellow Devil from the Mega Man stage just a picture of it, and we have confirmation of Nintendogs, that item. It's coming back. Do you guys have anything you want to say about it? These are new things.
After Not all. Really.
No, I didn't even know they were new until you said it.
Well. Okay, well, that's it for the news segment. Yes, so I'm going to hand it up right back to Staryu for whatever.
So, maybe we should do a mailbag, because, you know, we did get some really...
Oh, my God.
We did get some questions from a certain viewer, Ricardo Drake. Thank you for sending in some questions. And he sent in a question for each of us. Of course, Soul's not here today, but he did ask a question we can answer for Soul, because it's a general question. But let's go do this in order. This is what he said. Hey, Mario Party Legacy, I sent questions to the Lost Levels account, but it wasn't answered before. Can you answer my questions in this week? Oh, it'd make me very happy. I have so many questions here. Okay. Super Zambesy, whatever happened to Sunflora and Cookie Boy 16? Sunflora and Cookie have not been on the podcast in so long. You should have them guest star in a future podcast.
Well, Cookie, I will call him Cookie. Cookie hasn't been around for a while. He's just a little busier than usual, and I don't think his schedule fits in with ours that well. So, yeah, we'd love to have him back for another podcast or something, but yeah, he's not. He hasn't been on for quite some time. Now, Sunflora, I have no idea what happened to that one. Who even knows? I mean, I ask the same question every single podcast. What happened to Sunflora?
Man. Yeah, I don't even know what happened.
Nobody talks about what happened to Sunflora.
I mean, all randomly one day I was just asked to join the podcast, and I was like, oh, okay. I mean, it's obvious I never was on the podcast to begin with. I mean, who is this Sunflora?
Have you met Sunflora? You haven't met Sunflora.
I have never met Sunflora. I would love to talk to him, though. He sounds like an interesting guy. Okay, so I think that answers that question. Okay, but no, for real, all the sarcasm aside, I am Sunflora. Sunflora never left the podcast. I'm really shocked that someone actually honestly did not know that I was Sunflora. I don't think my voice got that deep, did it? Kinda, I don't know.
It changed a little bit, but not so much that you're a whole new person.
Well, apparently Sunflora is another person, so I guess that's what we have to say. Maybe we'll have Sunflora on and again. Okay, Podcast 100 is coming soon. We'll ask Sunflora to join.
Yes.
Okay, next question to me. Oh. Hey, Spider. You recent mentioned on the podcast they're going to E3 fun. Well, lots of. Sorry, I don't mean any disrespect. Sorry. If you were at E3, who from the Lost Levels would you take, and what would you do at E3? I think I did mention this on the podcast before. I would love to go to E3 if I could, but, you know, I'm all the way in New York, and E3 is all the way in California, I think. So, it's going to be a lot of money to pay for airplane, all that stuff. But if I did get the chance to go, I would, of course, take it. If I had it, of course, all the stuff. Who would I take? Oh my god, can I take two people? Because if so, I would take Dark Boo and I would take Toadette. Oh my god. Yeah. We would be doing juicy stuff. We would be acting like fools at E3. Oh my god, we would be messing around. We would be doing crazy stuff. I don't care. I would just be acting crazy. I would be, oh yes. We would be going to that E3. We would be like, yes sir. We would be entering that E3. We'd be the thing everyone freaking sees. Oh my god, okay, then we're gonna play all the Nintendo games, latest games from the Wii U, or whatever the hell happens, whenever the case might be. Oh my god, then we're gonna go to a hotel, we're gonna do a podcast together, just us three, it'd just be so great, oh my god!
What about SC?
Well, if SC goes... SC's weird, but...
Let's just say I'll already be there.
Well,
there you go, you're saved. Well, okay. You're saved.
Well, SC goes to E3, like, every year, because he's through Mario Party Legacy, so of course SC would be there. SC can meet us at our hotel, I think. I hope. Maybe. we would do, you know, okay. You know what podcast we would do? It would be like a through webcam. Does that make sense? It'd be like, actually, like, show our faces and stuff. Oh my god, that'd be just so juicy and ostentatiously bodacious.
Uh-huh.
That would be juicy.
That would be such a missed opportunity, though, for the one time we can all meet together for once and have an actual podcast, and then we use webcams. Oh my god.
We would use the same webcam. D-d-d-d-dur. And of course, after we would go to Popeye's, get us some damn chicken.
Yeah.
Of course, yes. We need to do that.
Do they have Popeye's in California?
Of course they do. They have to. They have it everywhere, all across the United States. So, we would have our Popeye's, then after that, me, Boo, and Toadette would leave California, go all the way back to New York, and I don't know. Okay, first off, can I just say something? Okay, I know I'm taking way too long on this, but if I ever saw one of you, I don't know. It doesn't matter where. If I saw one of you, I would be like really like I would be like freaking out. I'd be like, is that? No, it would just be too weird for me. I'd be like, wow, I couldn't. Especially with Boo and Toadette, you guys live right nearby. You're not of course you're not like a walk and a skip away. You're like a subway. Toadette's a subway.
Literally like boroughs away from each other.
Yes.
We gotta meet up someday. I swear.
Like literally, I think I could just hitch a ride on the 7 train and see you.
I just catch the N6.
The F train. The F train goes to Queens. What subway stop are you near?
I'm near the R, near the G.
Oh, yeah, the last stop on the G is where I live.
Really? Oh my god, yeah, I'm totally near that stuff, so.
Then I had to catch the N6 to Jamaica, and then catch the bus train from Jamaica.
Yes, it's gonna be a thing, alright, but yeah, if I went to E3, I would take Boo and Toadette, because to be fair, Boo and Toadette are in New York, so they would need some assistance. One thing I would love to do, like, I would love to, like, get, like, a little, like, costumes. Oh my god, wait, no, that's something for, like, Comic-Con, you don't do that at E3.
I'd wear my Toadette costume.
Yeah, it would be so awesome. I'd wear, like, I'd wear something. But yeah, sorry for taking so long on this, but, you know, going to E3 would be really cool, that's all I'll say. Alright, next question is to Toadette. Toadette! Lizzie! Super funny, hey! I want to know how I become funny. You're so funny all the time. How did you get to be funny?
In my opinion, being funny isn't something you can just, like, do. It's just something that you are. So, can't help you on that, buddy. I'm just, you know, me. Just, like, my best advice is just to be yourself and understand limits. And that's, yeah. That's so, like, don't make any Hitler jokes. That's all I have to say.
Alright. The next one was to Absol Powers. Okay, Soul, but, you know, Soul's not here, but we can still answer this.
I'll answer as Soul.
Okay. Hey, Soul, please answer question my. How do you sign up for a podcast? I want to know because I want to join my friend's podcast, but I don't know what to say or what to do. Please help.
Well, all you have to do is be pretty honest and say what you think fits you in the Good Me podcast.
Yeah, but for
joining a podcast.
Thank you, Soul.
You're welcome.
But with joining a podcast, you know, not everyone's fit to be on a podcast. Just saying, not throwing no shade on anybody, but not everyone's fit to join a podcast. Alright, there's some criteria you need to make, and of course you need to fit your friend's criteria. If it's your friend's podcast, you know, you should, of course, like, ask your friend, like, what do I gotta do, what is something I need, like, a good mic, a good quality mic. Some people want, like, a studio mic, like, that's really, 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 really decent. And there's other things that you might need, and some other things that you might need to, like, really know. Like, if you're on a Nintendo podcast, you need to know Nintendo. If you want to join, like, a podcast about Sony games and stuff, you need to know Sony. If you don't, then you're not going to fit in with that podcast. So make sure the podcast you want to try to join, at least you fit in. And, like, you fit in great, and everything is good. You get along with people, because if you don't get along with people, it leads to a lot of tension.
And don't make any Hitler jokes.
Yeah, don't make any Hitler jokes. Now, this last one's to Dark Boo.
Oh, my God.
Dark, even though you made racist questions, I still will ask you two. I'm respectful of ladies anyway. So sorry for being mean. You and Twitter are the only females on the podcast. How does it feel? Do Spider, Soul, and Zambazi make it awkward for you? So yeah, Boo, Toadette, tell us. Do me and SC make it awkward for you?
First off!
Well, I'd have to say that I make it awkward for you.
Well, never, it's never
and
awkward
not
be, for
not
me,
because
Lexi.
I'm a girl, but just, I mean...
First off, Toadette's the only woman on this podcast!
I hate to break it to you, Ricardo, old buddy, but I'm the only one here with ovaries.
So that is the only one. I am not a woman, okay? We had to get that
Boo's,
straight.
Boo's not being sarcastic. Boo's not joking. He's being serious. He's a boy. He's a guy.
We have to get that straight. It's just that I speak with my lovely old soul voice. I don't be like, well, yeah. I don't do that. because it sounds scary. Although I can speak like this, but it's scary. And I don't use that voice. I like to use my calm, peaceful voice. But if I get mad or something around that nature,
he goes Eminem.
Yeah, that's when you hear my octave. They just go straight down the train. So no, Toadette's the only woman. I'm not the only woman here, and I did not make no racist.
Unless any of you guys are obese, then I'm the only one with boobs here.
First of all, I didn't make racist questions as well, nor remarks. I just said if there's someone stupid, I can say it to them in three different languages. That's what I said.
Oh, is that what that question was about?
Yeah, because on Black Friday, I had said, you must be stupid as hell. I can say it in three different languages. Tu es stupid, estás estúpido, or es brutal. So, I don't know, because he got mad because I said that, but although it was nowhere near a question. It was me saying that I can call you stupid in different languages.
Yeah, so Boo's not a woman, so please stop calling Boo a woman. Everyone thinks Boo's a woman. I remember one time someone contacted me and my cat on
Boo
YouTube.
Boo isn't a woman, so he's just ghetto.
Yeah. He's just ghetto, and he's not a woman, and like people are like, it's funny how you have like a black woman on who's like funny and stuff. A black woman, but it's not a black woman.
No, he's a strong, independent black woman. Get it right.
Yes. Exactly. But yeah, thank you for even though these questions, some of them were like, what the heck? Thank you for sending in questions, Ricardo Drake. But yeah, next time, if you want to send in questions again, please make sure you address Boo as a man, because he's a man. He's not a girl.
He's Mr. Dark Boo.
Yes.
Mr. Dark Boo, not Miss Dark Boo. Though Miss Dark Boo is
classy
herself.
I see you, Miss New Booty.
Miss New Booty, literally. Boo. Oh, okay.
Miss Dark Booty.
Okay. So now I think it's time to get to what have you been doing. And I think we should start with SC, because SC usually has something to say. SC, you start.
I usually have nothing to say, but okay.
Don't get sassy.
I finished up school. Oh, I'm just saying it how it is. Okay. Finished school, took my exam, wrote my papers, procrastinated to the last minute, as always, but, you know,
right,
I got them done.
That's how you do it. No.
It's no, actually exactly how I do it. Yeah, I started A Link Between Worlds, and it's really, really good. I really, really like being able to just explore and find a dungeon and just take care of that dungeon right off the bat. Instead of having to, like, oh, I don't have an item for this section, or you need X, Y, and Z before you do W, V, and whatever other letter there is. M.
D.
Whatever. D, yes. Yeah, so that's great. Music is awesome. When you first, I guess technically spoilers, when you first enter the other world and you hear the Dark World music from A Link to the Past, oh, it's so good. It's really, really good. So I definitely recommend that. Game and Super Mario 3D World, I finally got to World Crown after 100%ing everything else. And yeah, those are kind of tough. They're pretty difficult. So, we'll see how that goes. Because I'm also doing the guides for 3D World and Island Tour, and I'm up to World Flower for the video and the text and image-based guy. So, that's what I've been doing. Nothing really exciting happened else to mention. So, yeah.
Toadette, do you want to go next?
I had some, I had, like, the biggest BS happen to me. Remember how two podcasts ago I was sick?
Yes.
I got sick again. Oh, I mean, not now, because I'm not as sick. But on Monday, I got sick again. And it wasn't like I stayed sick. I got sick, I got better, then I got sick again. It's because of this stupid weather.
Hot, cold, extremely cold, hot.
Yeah, it was like last week. It was like nice hoodie weather. And now it's like...
Exactly.
Anything else?
No, I've been breeding in Pokemon, so like I did that, and I got a new team, but I still have they're still all like level one, so I need to like EV train them and level them up and all. That's it.
Okay. For me, what's been going on with me? I recently bought. Okay, I actually no, never mind. I'm not gonna say that. That's stupid. I've been recording a lot of Pokemon Stadium videos that I had to redo because I accidentally recorded on the wrong setting. The 1064 videos cannot be HD unless you're playing on an emulator, so that was really dumb of me to do. So I'm now re-recording everything, which is annoying and a pain to do, especially the Master Ball on Prime Cup and Poke Cup. It's annoying to do, but... Yeah, I've just been getting it done, but by the time this podcast is uploaded, all this stuff will probably be done. But let me see, anything else? I've been playing a lot of Pokemon Y. I've been doing what's that Battle Mason called? Is it Battle Mason? Yeah, I've been doing that, even though my team sucks. I can never do that. I can do all the level 1 stuff, the multi-battle, single battle.
Oh,
all
yeah,
level
the
one,
super
but, like,
ones are hard because, like, they actually use, like, legitimately hacked Pokemon. Like perfect EVs, perfect IVs, good natures, everything.
It's so unfair. It's, like, impossible to do. And especially since they get the luck hacks, too. Freaking Rock Slide comes. And then they get the extra chance of, like, me, like, flinching. I'm like, ugh. I swear, that makes me just so pissed that I want to, like, get a breed of Primeape. And have, like, a King's Rock on it and just keep spamming Rock Slide. But, not much else has been going on. Just, been selling my turnips on Animal Crossing. I recently made, 8 million bells. So, Flora's house is paid off. It has all its little sets with the mushroom set, the snowman set, all the other sets and stuff. So, is that it? I feel like every time I do this, I always leave out one thing.
You forgot to mention that it finally snowed in the game. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
It's so beautiful.
Snow was out on the game, and I've been building snowman. Every time I try to build a snowman, I always fail, so I have to keep redoing it over and over and over again. And then one time I got it almost perfect, and the guy's like, "You made me not perfect." I'm like, "Oh, are you kidding me?" And I have to, like, restart the game and, like, find the snowballs, which the snowballs are hard to find because there's so many damn trees and so many damn flowers. I'm like, ugh, it's annoying. But
you mean by restart, you mean turn off the game without saving, that kind of
yes,
thing?
Yes, I do that a lot, actually.
Oh,
wow, Mr. Rossetti must go my hate way. You.
Well, I don't have the mist. I don't have Rossetti in my town. So he can't. Thank God he doesn't get me at this whole, like, stop resetting. I hated that in the original game. It was so annoying. Ugh.
Wait, if you don't put, like, that sewage pipe thing in your town, he won't show up?
He won't show up. He'll show up the first time you reset, but after that, he won't show up ever again.
Ooh, I didn't know
so
that.
So that's why I don't have it in my town.
I mean, I think they really toned it down this time anyway. Like, he does not sit there for 5 minutes.
It's a waste,
like,
of time.
Two lines.
I don't care to hear Rossetti's little speech on how you shouldn't reset. I don't care. Oh, in real life, you can't reset. I don't give a flying crap. This is in real life. That's the point. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. It's snowing outside right now. And there's a bunch of snow on my balcony that I would want to touch.
I'm like wrapped up in like three blankets. I am cold.
I have no blankets on. But yes, that is it. Okay, I'm gonna say yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah, that's it. Dark Boo, you can go next. I'm scared.
What happened was Monday. Let me tell you about the whole week. Monday. Oh, I gotta tell you. What day was it? It was a Wednesday. It had to be a Wednesday. Yes, it was a Wednesday. Hallelujah. It was a Wednesday. Monday didn't give me. Monday, nothing happened. But Tuesday, I went to work and they kicked us right out the damn school. I was like, oh, God. This is what happened. I got in. He was like, are you going to stand it? They rude. Are you going to stand there? Are you going to come in? I like, fix it. I fix it before I fix it for you. But I walked in. I'm like, who he think he is? Didn't let you know, 10 minutes later, you got to leave. I'm like, you kidding me? The same person, too. But Wednesday... No, I was doing my advanced math, my take-home exam. That thing, I did three... Listen here. Y'all got to do some math with me. I did 7/8 of that project. I mean, that exam. Tell me why it took me... I started at 8, didn't finish at 9, didn't finish at 10, didn't finish at 11, didn't finish at midnight, didn't finish at 1, didn't finish at 2, didn't finish at 3, It took me 8 hours to get that thing done. And I just literally transposed everything. So, mind you, I went to bed like at 5 a.m. I wake up at 9. So, mind you, my alarm rang at 9. I was like, oh, I can't make it. Actually, no, I was going to get up, but... Oh, excuse me. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. But, usually... What I do, my alarm ring and then I turn the TV on and leave it on for 15, and I go back to sleep for 15 minutes. If I don't cut the TV on, oh my God, I fail. So, what happened was, I was sleeping. I know, my class started at 11. Try to guess what time I woke up. Guess what time I woke up.
11:30.
Oh, no, no, that would have been horrible. No.
Wait, I'm sorry, I didn't hear the whole thing, that's why I said 11:30. What'd you say?
I said my class start at 11, basically my class start at 11, I woke up at 10:50.
Oh.
Mind you, my class is 30 minutes away, and I wake up at 10:50. I look at that, I wake up, you know when you be sleeping in your dreams, like, you know you gotta wake up at a certain time in your dreams, you be like, I'm sleeping for too long, maybe I should just wake up and see what time it is. That's what happened. I woke up, I'm like, my heart dropped, I'm like, it can't be, I was like, it can't be.
What the hell was that? Was that Satan?
I was like, it's 10:50, so mind you, I threw on some sweatpants, threw on the shirt, I wash what God blessed me with, and all the other parts around as well. I gotta go, not to the bathroom, but I gotta go. Then after, I looked at my phone, I'm like, oh my God, the bus come at 11:04. So I left the house at 10:56. I went to the store, give me a juice, because the juice is cheap at the store. Why would I walk into the bus stop? The bus went right on by. I was like, no! This person got on the bus. I was tracking. I was running like I was on the track. I like, who that bus? I was running. I was running there. I got on the bus. I was like, thank you. I got to class at 11:35. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, I can't believe this. I was like, at an old time, 11:35. I'm like, oh, this is a shame. So that would happen on... And then Wednesday with the Barnes and Nobles. Not to read a book. Please. Wednesday. This Wednesday I'm talking about, right? Oh, Wednesday. Heifers. Coons. All things you want to call. Let me just give you the short-term story. I was going to go get me some lunch. I came out of advanced math. I was looking all mad because advanced math getting on my nerves. And then I was walking, and these few people in front of me She opened the door and her hand slapped me right across my face like a... Slapped me right across my face. I thought it was a mistake. I'm like, it's all right. Get out the way. I'm like, hold on. All that lay with that tongue, I don't tolerate that. You do that to your man, not to me. Understand? All that lay. You are not speaking Spanish with L.A. or you not speaking French with L. So therefore, you don't need to go like, lay, 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 lay. What are you doing? What are you doing all that with your tongue? What are you trying to do? Infatuate me? Goodness, what are you trying to do? Infatuate me? Please, your boyfriend right there, don't let him get mad. He already looked cracked down. Please, he looked like a porcelain doll. I look like you just use that hammer and just swing once and you just deteriorate. They got written up and stuff, and that happened. Well, the elevators. Tell me why we got in this elevator. I thought I was the only person in the elevator, so I pressed P. Mind you, I had a computer. This computer of mine is heavy. So I press PL, the door's closing. You know when the door's about to close, the thing buzzes right open. I'm like, you know I get scared, my heart stop. You know I'm afraid of elevators. So tell me why 25 freaking more people came in the elevator. I had somebody here in my mouth. I slapped her head. She like, what'd you do that for? I made some mistake. I'm trying to get my headphones and your hair caught up in there. I started to slap her head because I was tasting hair. I was tasting perm. And it was 25 people. I tell you, that elevator bunged you so much that it didn't even feel like it wanted to move up. And then when it opened, you saw the elevator wasn't even on the floor. I'm like, oh no, man. And then I got one more thing to say. Thursday, so I'm not even going to talk about them coons. Friday, I have to cuss if I want to talk about what happened on Friday. I have to cuss. But the library, these library elevators at the college. Okay, let me tell you this. All the elevators at the school, when I say they so loosey-goosey, I mean, like, but then you have a square that had an area of 16. That means each side is 4. That could be the elevator. The whole elevator shaft, though, is a 6x6. Therefore, the thing is bundling left, right, up, down, left, right. No, when somebody come in, bundle left, right, left, right. Okay, granted. So I'm on the third floor. Oh, even before that on Thursday, this man get mad at me because the buttons. He got mad at me because he couldn't find the elevator buttons. Why you gonna get mad at me because you can't find the elevator buttons? That's a personal problem. But besides that, in the library elevator, the elevator got stuck in between floors, and then it snapped back to reality and dropped us back down even more. But what had happened was, we in the elevator, and my problem is that these damn students, you know how somebody leans on the elevator? Like, leans on a wall? So what had happened was these damn coons, I'm talking about they boom against the wall. When I tell you that elevator hit the whole left shaft that we all tumbled to the right, I'm like, no, but I'm about to slap you because I wasn't ready. No estoy listo. I wasn't ready. You said estás listo. And I was like, no estoy listo. I told you, no listo. Pero, you kept on insinuating the fact that I was ready. I wasn't ready. We got stuck, and then the elevator came back to reality, dropped us down even more. So that's what been happening. I have played no games. Oh, that's a big lie. I've been playing in GoldenEye. I probably would have never made this podcast because I was tired. I was very tired. I played GoldenEye until like 9 o'clock. No, that's a lie. 9, 5 o'clock a.m. Because I have, no, 6. It was 6-7, because it was 7 I turned on the TV. I'm playing GoldenEye, and when I play shooting games, the true N-I-G-G-A come out of me. Or you hear, shooting! I'm like, and then after you hear me say, that's not fair! Kill him! I like, shoot him in the head! Make that head jiggle! When I play shooting games, I get real evil. Well, I mean really, really, really evil. I scream, I cuss, I call you all type of names. Therefore, I can't be in a Skype call. I call you all type of names. I cuss you out. I cuss your birth out. I cuss everything out. I call you the N-word, F-word, everywhere in the book. And then after I get so mad, Oh, Jesus. I don't like playing shooting games. That's why if I play shooting games, I can't be in a Skype call because I actually will lose a friend. They're like, what did you call me? You heard what I called you. And everything in my mouth, that's not fair. Crooked. Everything is deep. Kill. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, oh, I feel like a demonic, little demonic spirit coming out of me. But that's all I've been doing. I haven't played my Wii in ages. So that's all I haven't even played my 60 Wells. I've been playing on an emulator, so that's something. I've been updating my game, basically. I've been doing that. Oh, I had to upload a picture. Thank you for reminding myself. I had to upload a picture of my progress because I don't know. PowerPoint, when I tell you that thing been lagging on that PowerPoint, it's not even a joke how much it been lagging. I don't even think it can copy the whole picture. But that's all I've been doing. Yeah.
Woo! So much. Well, I think that is the end of the podcast, so I think I better get the ending information. Alright? Alright, let's do this. Okay. If you want to guest star on the podcast or if you have any questions, just contact us on YouTube. Find out updates and more juicy stuff at our YouTube, youtube.com/user/lostlevelsNPL. If you want to subscribe to NPL's official YouTube, you can. It's youtube.com/user/MyPrideLegacy. You can check out MyPrideLegacy in our form at MyPrideLegacy.com and MyPrideLegacy.com/form. Check out our original MyParty content with our games, NPI MPFS at NPIMPFS.MyPrideLegacy.com. Follow us on Twitter at NPL Network and on our Facebook page, NPL Network. We also have a Tumblr. Follow it. It's MyPrideLegacy.tumblr.com. For me, I am SpiderStarYou everywhere on Twitter, at SpiderStarYou. YouTube, SpiderStarYou. Facebook, SpiderStarYou. Tumblr, SpiderStarYou. Nintendo Network, SpiderStarYou. Yes, Nintendo Network with the Miiverse stuff. It's on 3DS now, so yeah. I don't know how that works or anything, but yeah. So yeah, be sure to just contact me wherever, you know, and just give a shout out or say something. I don't know. For Dark Boo, his YouTube is 516-974-3494.
Yes.
SC's he's Super Zamazy everywhere on Twitter at Super Zamazy, YouTube Super Zamazy, Nintendo Network Super Zamazy. For Toadette, you can subscribe to her on YouTube. She's Caitlin Robitalian. Her Tumblr is Unofficial Official Toadette, and her Facebook is This Is Nature, which is a wall heart page for all you Fire Emblem nerds. And then, of course, our other Lost Level Soul, who's not here today, you can follow him on his respective sites, his Twitter at AbsolPowers, and his BS is AbsolPowers.blogspot.com. So, yes. Thank you guys so much for watching the podcast today. Hope you enjoyed our quiz show. Once again, congratulations to Toadette. And we will see you next time, all right? See you guys later. Goodbye.
Bye.
I won. Uh-huh. I won. Oh, yeah.